WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today we're diving into something super important, something that's more relevant than ever in our always on hustle culture world. Cultivating inner peace and calm. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, thoughts bouncing around faster than a pinball machine on overdrive? You know that feeling when you're constantly stressed, anxious, or just plain overwhelmed? Well, guess what? You're not alone. But the good news is, there are ways to tame the mental beast and find a sense of serenity even amidst the chaos. So, how do we actually cultivate inner peace? It's not about becoming some Zen master meditating on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty awesome. It's about finding small, practical techniques that you can weave into your daily life to create a calmer, more centered you. First things first, mindfulness. This isn't just some fancy word for being present. It's about actively paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths. Really feel the air entering and leaving your body. Notice the sounds around you, the sensations on your skin. Sounds simple? It is. But doing this regularly can help you break free from that endless loop of worries about the past or anxieties about the future. Next up, let's talk boundaries. You know how they say no is a complete sentence. Well, it really is. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy, that don't align with your values, or simply overcommit you. Saying yes to everything can lead to burnout and overwhelm. Setting healthy boundaries protects your time and mental space, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. Thirdly, gratitude. Seriously, this stuff is powerful. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus away from what's lacking and towards what's already abundant. Fourth, find your outlets. What activities bring you joy? Painting, writing, dancing, hiking, playing an instrument, whatever it is, make time for it. Engaging in activities that nourish your soul helps replenish your energy and brings a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Lastly, remember self-compassion. We're all human, and we all mess up sometimes. Be kind to yourself, forgive yourself, and learn from your mistakes. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Let me tell you a story. I used to be a total stress machine. Always running around, always on my phone, always chasing the next deadline. My mind was constantly racing, and I felt like I was drowning in a sea of to-dos. One day, while struggling through yet another hectic week, I stumbled upon a meditation app. Now, I know what you're thinking. Meditation. Isn't that just for hippies? But trust me on this one. I started with just 5 minutes a day, focusing on my breath and letting go of the thoughts swirling in my head. It felt weird at first, like trying to tame a wild animal, but slowly I started to feel the difference. My anxiety levels decreased, I slept better, and I actually had more energy throughout the day. It was like unlocking a hidden superpower, inner peace. So, what can you take away from this? Cultivating inner peace isn't about escaping reality, it's about finding ways to navigate it with more calmness, clarity, and resilience. It's about making small but powerful changes in your daily life that add up to big results. Remember, you deserve to feel calm, centered, and at ease. Don't just listen to this episode. Put it into practice. Start by incorporating one of the techniques we discussed today. Tell me about your experience. Share your thoughts and insights on social media using dopamine declutter. Let's build a community of people committed to living more intentional, peaceful lives. Until next time, keep decluttering your dopamine and chasing that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.